Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Senator Patrick Leahy says he supports efforts requiring social media companies to disclose the names of groups buying political ads on their platforms. The new legislation is a response to a number of cases where ads during the 2016 presidential campaign on Twitter, Facebook, and Google were linked to Russian contacts trying to influence the outcome of the election. Leahy says the social media companies should be subject to the same disclosure regulations that are used for radio, TV, and print political ads.
I think political ads, there should be disclosure of who is doing it. It doesn't stop people from running ads, but you ought to know. The ads from Russia, if we knew that they were coming from Russia, I think they'd stop pretty quickly.
According to research from several congressional committees, the Russian-linked Facebook ads were seen by almost 150 million people in the United States. Bernie Sanders' stepdaughter is considering a run for mayor of Burlington. That's the same office that was the starting point for the independent U.S. senator's political career. Corina Driscoll is a former city council member and progressive state legislator. She said Monday that she will make a decision by the end of the month. Democratic Mayor Merle Weinberger is expected to seek re-election in March of 2018. Driscoll says she believes it's time to consider a new direction and a new vision for Burlington. She says she'd like City Hall to provide more leadership of some of the city's public assets, such as its telecom utility. After reaching an impasse during the vote to select a buyer for Burlington Telecom, the Burlington City Council last night approved a resolution asking the two finalists to consider forming a joint venture. The move came after the council tried twice to vote on a buyer for BT, and both times the vote was tied. 6 for the local cooperative Keep BT Local, and 6 for Ting, a Canadian company. Representatives for the two groups said they would be willing to discuss the possibility of a partnership. A charitable organization is stepping in to promote the Affordable Care Act in New Hampshire after the Trump administration cut funding for marketing and advertising. For the individual health insurance market in much of the country, the administration has slashed spending on advertising by 90%. The HNH Foundation responded by making an emergency grant this week of nearly $100,000. Board Chairwoman Kathy Crompton said the foundation was worried that the cut in marketing funds combined with the shorter enrollment period would put people at risk of losing their coverage. The money is being given to the Granite State Progress Education Fund and the New Hampshire Healthcare Coalition. Vermont State Police say an 18-year-old man is accused of stabbing a woman and trying to stab her 3-year-old child. Police say Tyreek Morton of Montpelier was arrested on 2 counts of attempted homicide late Sunday. Police say they responded to a home in Calais. The woman suffered serious injuries and was taken to a hospital where she's in stable condition. The child was not hurt. Eye in the sky today, cloudy skies, mixed with some intervals of sun, and cold today, highs upper 30s to low 40s.